This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Could we pick up now where we left off? Mr. Stark, please.
Yes, dear.
Could I have your attention?
Absolutely.
Our priority here is to have you turn over the Iron Man weapon to the American people.
Well, you can forget it.
We're safe. America is secure. You want my property? You can't have it. But I did you a big favor.
I have successfully privatized world peace.
We're adjourned for the day. You've been a delight.
You come from a family of thieves and butchers. And now, like all guilty men, you try to rewrite your own history. And you forget all the lives the Stark family has destroyed. There will be blood in the water, and the sharks will come.
We're doing the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Wow. I can't believe it. We got roped into this. Oh my God. Well, look, we're on our second episode of our fifth season of this podcast. We are working our way through this universe. We have fellow newcomers. We have some super fans. And sometimes we have people who've contributed to the series.
Yes.
But we're doing 20 episodes. So we're doing 20 of the 27.
I cannot believe
okay?
it.
That's
20.
A lot.
It's
That's
too many.
It's too many. We're on the second one now, and I'm like, whoo. Oh, and they're long. They're not short.
They're not very short. Long movies. This one was longer than the first one.
And they really started milking this one, I thought, after the success of the first one. I think
yes.
they were like, oh, yeah, everyone loves this now. And they went so fucking hard. I was like, oh, my God. It's just the technology was like 10 million times better, too.
That was nice. That was nice
that
to
was
see
a relief.
Good technology.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about the third film in the MCU, Iron Man 2, from 2010. We are skipping the second entry in the franchise, which is The Incredible Hulk for some reason, but we're going to meet the Hulk in The Avengers, apparently.
Okay, but isn't Mark Ruffalo the Hulk? I'm sad I'm not seeing
wait,
that one. Not
isn't
sad,
the Hulk,
but I don't.
That man who fights?
Hulk is green.
No, the Fight Club man.
Brad Pitt?
No,
Ed Norton?
The other one. Yes,
he's Hulk.
I thought so.
He's my celebrity crush.
He is.
Yeah, he's one of them.
He's very handsome.
He's cute.
Oh, okay. So
I got to
Edward,
meet him one time.
You did?
Yeah, I shook his hand and I was like,
where?
Gay. I had gone to see Judd Apatow do stand up in New York, and it was like a party afterwards, and I met him, and I met Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito
were together.
Does it for me. What?
Yeah, I know.
They were together?
Yeah, they were dating.
They were holding hands. They're dating. You heard it here first. Edward Norton is the Hulk in The Incredible Hulk. and then was replaced by Mark Ruffalo.
Avengers. I gotta see that old one because I like him. I want to see him be a superhero.
The original Hulk sucks, so that's why we're not watching it.
Well, that
interesting,
makes sense.
But we're watching other sucky things.
Yeah. Well, okay. So if you want to watch Iron Man 2 to catch up with us, it's available on Disney Plus, and you can get it for a fee on Amazon, Apple TV Plus, Google Play, and Vudu. And obviously, we're going to spoil this movie. So if you want to watch it first, then do that. But you can catch up if you don't want to watch it, I think.
Yeah, just have a nice little lesson.
Maybe people are out there who just want to get educated on the MCU so that they can like have a conversation with their boyfriend or something.
Yeah, and they don't maybe. They're like, what do girls think about this? Okay, here are my thoughts. They're long. Okay,
they're
Lauren,
long, they suck.
What are your quick thoughts on this film?
Well, it was really easy to watch because the technology was really good. The CGI was like way better. The first movie had like no real special effects. It felt like there were some scenes with like a couple little like loading bars on the computer or like him making his little like wrist guard out of a green thing. This was much more advanced, but it was only made 2 years later, so I was really surprised. I didn't understand. Was it
maybe
just the
they
budget?
Got more of a budget?
Yeah because the first one seemed old in that way.
Very, very old, very antiquated.
Yeah, but so I liked that, and I thought the whole thing had gotten really cocky. Like, I felt like the first one was more humble.
I also thought the first one was a little bit more humble. I also thought the first one was like really easy to follow. This one, I feel like I glanced down and then I was like, wait, what?
I know. The first one, we were really happy because the first one was like, here's what's happening. She's downloading the file. Bad file being downloaded. It's achieved. Like, they were like spelling everything out so clearly. This one was a little more like expecting us to know something, I think.
And I felt like they trusted me too much to like understand stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm stupid. Just like really spell it out for me.
Just tell me what's happening. I think Gwyneth Paltrow, I think she really dyed her hair red this time. Thoughts? I thought it was a wig last time.
I thought it was a wig both times. I thought she did a lot more like bad screaming. There was a part where she was in the back of the car and she was like, ah, ooh, ah. And I was like, Gwyneth, don't you have an Oscar? What's going on with these screams?
See, and that is why I like Robert Downey Jr. because he really commits.
Yes.
He's very authentic in this role, I would say.
Ugh, that facial hair, though.
It's really
yikes.
Bad.
It's disgusting.
And I didn't like whenever they were like really zoomed in on it.
Me either.
When he's in the helmet and they're like, here's what's happening inside the head. And it's like,
I don't
him
like,
being like
any of those helmet shots. Unnecessary.
And we have Don Cheadle replacing Terrence Howard.
Yes.
Unceremoniously. I want to know more about that. Hopefully we'll get some little facts.
Okay. We should introduce our guest for today. We got Carl Tart and Lamar Woods. Carl is a former football player who's now on the same television show as me. See how the Lord works in mysterious ways.
And I love the show. It's so good. Grand
Thank
Crew.
Thank you. It's called Grand Crew. Lamar is a musician/writer who writes on the same show with Nicole. They're also the host of XOXO Gossip Kings on HeadGum. They're watching their way through all 121 episodes of Gossip Girl.
I didn't realize this.
I didn't.
I have to hear about this.
I think I'm going to listen to it. I don't listen to podcasts, but I'm very curious
I
gotta
to hear about that. Oh, my
Gossip
God.
Gossip Girl.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, welcome, Carl and Lamar.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, what's up?
This is hilarious. I said, when y'all was talking about Mark Ruffalo, and I saw Leah's fingers, she put that cat down and started. I said, oh, she about to get y'all ass.
Leah was typing in the chat, telling us.
Type in the chat, tell me what we're wrong about.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. So, Lamar, Carl, what are your experiences with Marvel? Are you familiar with the MCU?
I don't get down.
Okay. Okay.
I don't get down.
Fair.
So had you seen this movie before?
Nuh-uh. Oh, I hadn't seen it before. I think I may have saw the first one at like a friend's house. When you know how like on a lazy Sunday where you like go to your homie's house, like your homie who still lives with his mom. And it was like you go over his house and they're all just like eating pizza and smoking. Like, well, we ain't doing shit. We over here watching Iron Man. And I think I've like seen it in that capacity.
That makes so much sense. I feel like it's always it. On in that capacity.
There was a Twitter thread where I got roasted for not understanding the MCU.
Oh.
I don't give a shit, man. Man, I have sex.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Yes, you heard it here first. Carl Tart has sex.
Let him know he'd be swinging God. Around.
So I don't know about the fucking Iron Man. I have sex. I love this. Lamar, what's your take?
Lamar, do you have sex or do you get down do with the MCU?
I do not have sex, but I've watched a lot. I've seen all... of the Marvel. I love Marvel.
Okay, oh. So you've seen this movie before. Did you rewatch it for this, or have you just seen enough that you know?
I rewatched it. It is my least favorite Marvel movie.
Wow,
interesting. All of them?
Yeah, I was like, this one, but it was fun to watch it again. Well, I guess it's weird. It's like that one. I just don't. It's like feels like a different like category or something. That original Hulk, but this is worse than. I would say I can't even compare that because that Hulk one was like, felt like a different kind of thing. I don't know if that gets me in trouble. Is that going to get us in trouble?
No. I think it's good that you're saying this is your least favorite though, because it kind of sets the bar that like, we might like some mm-hmm. things that are to come.
but it was better this time. I had fun watching it though. The second time.
You know what I will say, Nicole, not to scare you, but I watched the next movie we're doing and I liked this one a lot more than that.
Wait, what is the next one?
Thor.
Oh, so y'all just going in order? So y'all, we're skipping some along the way.
But like we skipped the Incredible Hulk. But Thor, that's the Hammer Man?
Yeah, but we'll save it because I can't talk about that right now.
Okay, fair.
Let's get into the Daily Bugle. This is our news segment. We're going to give a recap of what's going on lately in the MCU. Now, director James Gunn tweeted a storyboard from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 that appears to show the character Mantis in peril.
You know, the only thing I really understand from that is storyboard.
oh my fucking God. You have to click the link. Hold on. Okay. I got to send this to you guys. I'm going to put this in the chat. It is so stupid looking.
He wrote,
shooting this shot now. It's a hashtag game. Guardians of the Galaxy GV. I don't know what to say. Okay. And then he drew, there's a little picture from the storyboard. It looks like a scribble.
A true scribble.
It's so funny. We should put it up when we post this episode. It's so goofy looking that I'm like, why would anyone get excited about this?
One of the comments is, you are so detailed with your work, and that really gets me good.
Oh my God, someone wrote, RIP Drax, whatever. Is that the character's
name? Who's
Drax? Is that what that thing is?
I don't know. Mantis. Mantis is in peril. That's probably one of the funniest pictures I've ever seen.
My God, I love that that's what happened when we clicked that.
Our second item of news is She-Hulk director Kat Corio revealed recently in an interview that the series would be more of a comedy than previous Marvel shows.
Wow.
Oh, She-Hulk. So, yeah, you get a big lady, she gotta be funny.
Well, and it's Tatiana Maslany, who is so funny and she's so talented. So I think that's gonna be good because she's awesome. On TikTok, Doctor Strange of the Multiverse of Madness star Sochiel Gomez posted a video of herself and the very first action figure of her character, America Chavez. I wish it was the same picture as that screenshot we just saw.
I wish.
Here, I'll put this TikTok here. Oh, my God. She isn't moving around.
She's very excited.
Do you see the thing dancing around?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, this little girl put out her... She has an action figure. So, she's cute. Was she on Babysitter's Club?
Maybe. I haven't seen Babysitter's Club.
Oh, my God. I loved it. Yeah, she was on that. She was her place in the next season because she was doing this.
Oh, no.
Oh,
see, I'm a Babysitter's Club purist. I really like the Scholastic series.
I love that
If you remember
one.
That. So
this
I was like,
this one is good like that, though.
Oh, it is? Okay, because yeah, I hated the movie with Rachel Lee Cook.
No. It's more like the Scholastic. It's really sweet.
All right. Then maybe I'll get into it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was fascinating news.
Riveting.
Yes.
Babysitter's Club. Remember Sweet Valley High?
Yes.
I loved Sweet Valley High. I loved the television series and I read the books.
Can we talk a little bit about Gossip Girls and what is the, you know, what drew you guys to do a podcast about that?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah. So Lamar had watched it over the pandemic, and I had been wanting to watch it. It came out September of 2007. Which was like my first semester of college. Like that was when I started college. So I missed it. We were big OC heads in high school, but I missed Gossip Girl. And we always heard about it. And then one time I started signing my emails with XOXO Gossip Tart. and I did it without ever seeing the show. So I kind of felt like a poser. Like I felt like felt like I was wearing Etney's shoes and didn't know how to skate. And so
yeah, I never knew that that was that.
These polls are very funny.
I knew that whole Etney's time I knew Carl was like, what is that?
I could just picture that perfect chunk of a shoe.
Yeah, yeah. Truly. It's just a real hunk.
It's like a half circle.
So I started. I was like, well, I want to watch it. I want to get into it. And me and Lamar have been trying to figure out a podcast outlet for ourselves. And so I was like, well, let's just do this. Like, because clearly, whatever we think about the show is going to be ridiculous. So,
yes. I love it.
Also intriguing at the same time. So, I was like, yeah, let's do that.
And that was where Milo Ventimiglia first came on the scene, right? He's like that. He's one of the hot guys. Have you gotten
Milo
that?
Milo Ventimiglia.
Oh, wait, is that the guy?
He's from
This Is Us.
And he's also Gilmore Girls. I almost just said Gingham Girls.
That's what I mean, isn't that? Oh no, Gilmore Girls. I'm mixing up with Gossip Girl.
Yeah, I'm about to say he's not in
that. Oh no, yeah, okay, that's what you both looked at me.
No,
blankly.
Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl is Blake whatever.
Ed Chadwick.
Blake Lively. Leighton Meester. And then
did I say Gilmore Girls Westwick? When I said it a minute ago?
You whatever. Said I got Gossip
confused.
Girl.
Oh, I said it right. Okay. I got confused,
your
man's
confused with the girls.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
You know who is in it? That guy from Pam and Tommy. Have y'all seen Pam and Tommy?
Oh my God, I haven't watched it.
No, is it good?
It's not that good, but it's fun to watch.
Do they reenact the sex tape?
Yeah, you know, I didn't get that far yet. I was like, when are they going to show the sex tape? But I think it just exists already, and it's like, you know, they show parts of it. But that guy is in Gossip Girl, and I didn't realize that it's the same guy who's also in the Marvel Universe. Yeah, there you go. Also
he's Captain America.
He plays Captain America's best friend.
Captain Mexico.
Yeah. yeah. Captain and their stepbrother, Captain Canada.
I would watch Captain Mexico. I think that would be very nice and fun.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, we should take a break.
Yeah, let's do it.
If you're wondering what a NordVPN is, I'll tell you. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, a service that protects your internet connection and online privacy. A VPN creates an encrypted tunnel for your data. Protect your online identity by hiding your IP address and allow you to use public Wi-Fi hotspots safely. I'm using a NordVPN myself. And honestly, it's very easy to use. You connect with one click to enable auto connect for zero click protection. It has amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there, and it supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, Linux, even Android TV. You can switch your virtual location to access apps and websites in other countries. Get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/newcomers. NordVPN.com/newcomers. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Link is in the episode description.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ooh, we back. So Iron Man 2 was written by... This rusty-ass movie was written by Justin Theroux.
Okay, the last one had like 8 million writers. This has one. And he's written some big movies.
Justin Theroux?
Yes, he wrote
Tropic Thunder.
He's
the Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah.
He wrote Tropic Thunder?
Didn't he?
Yeah, I didn't know he was the Prime Minister of Canada like that.
I know. He's done. No, that guy's name is Justin Trudeau.
Oh.
Forgive me.
Some of people. Yeah, did he stay with Aniston, Jennifer Aniston? Or is that over?
Yeah, they were married.
They were married? Whoa, yeah. He wrote Rock of Ages and Zoolander 2?
I know, what?
That guy's talented.
And Tropic Thunder, and Tropic Thunder, Reign of Madness. What is it? There was a second Tropic Thunder?
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Wow. Wow. Who knew?
Yeah, he's killing it. And he also was on Sex and the City twice as two different characters.
He was?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You better work.
And you're
Justin
like, why?
Thoreau.
You ran out of men that fast? You had to use them again?
There were no more men in New York City. Oh, yeah. He played Jared, and then he came back a year later to play Vaughn.
It's absurd.
Mm.
It was directed by Jon Favreau, and it was released May 7th, 2010. Yeah. All right, so let's look at our summary here. We have to tell you what happened in this movie. Now, this is helpful for us, too, because I need to be kind of walked through this one.
Yes. Okay, so we start out in Russia, where the media is covering Tony Stark's disclosure of his identity as Iron Man. Ivan Vanko, Mickey Rourke, who is so scary, watches his father Anton dying while Tony's press conference plays in the background. His father used to work for Stark Industries, and Vanko begins building a miniature arc reactor similar to Tony's. How does everybody know how to build these fucking ring lights?
If you that smart, you should have stayed out of jail. How you let the cops get you?
Yes.
The police.
He is like so scary to me. I feel like he's so real in a like it's too. Uh-huh. He's almost too committed. Like when he's coming at whatever Tony Stark, like whipping those like electricity chains. I was like, this is scary.
It made me a little horny.
Okay.
it was kind of like sexual, yeah.
Yeah, with like his like overalls half off, and he's just like, whoop, whoop,
oh my god! See, I didn't take it. I truly got scared.
It did look like they're about to double dutch. Like that did make me laugh when I thought about double dutching. I was like, oh, that's pretty funny.
That'd be cute.
I was hoping for that. Yeah, Tony would be like, he would say some witty comment and be like, all right, let's double dutch. He never said it. He didn't say anything clever.
That's because they probably had no black people in the room punching up to be like, this is a pretty good joke about double dutching. It's sitting right there.
Speaking of black people, they swapped out my man Terrence Howard for Don Cheadle. They be swapping out the brothers out here.
Wait, Lamar, do you know why that happened? Why did the brothers get swapped?
Man, I do. Before I say what I think it is, does Leia know? Or you don't know?
Well,
hope you could correct me if
we
I'm wrong.
Learned in the previous episode that Terrence Howard was paid like way more than Robert Downey Jr.
So much more.
And then then that he was like difficult or something. So it's like, was it that?
I
think it was that, and they was beefing. Him and Robert Downey Jr. is beefing. And and Jon Favreau. Because he wanted to get paid. But they was like, but you're not even killing it.
Hold on, man. Y'all got to understand what I bring to the movie, man. Y'all got to see what's going on with your Iron Man, man.
Iron hearts, man. Y'all need to soften up those iron hearts.
This iron gonna poison your chest, man.
Oh, my God. Was like, I could come in here and help y'all out. Let me tell y'all how Don Cheadle works.
I need some more money, man.
Pay me shit.
Here's what we've learned. Downey's salary was increased dramatically for Iron Man 2 to a rumored $10 million plus a cut of the back-end profit.
Yeah, and the first one he got $500,000.
Yeah, and fucking Terrence got $2 million. That in turn led to Marvel Studios to drastically slash Howard's pay to what the actor said was just $40,000.
That's crazy. So low.
Oh, that's so low.
For that funny movie after he was already in the first one? That's crazy.
That's so funny to pay someone $2 million and be like, we did not get a return on that investment. How's $40,000 for you?
That's rough.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
replays
apparently, Leah said that she was looking at gossip blogs and it looked very messy that what went down between everyone.
Oof, so, I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
You never think about that. Like I always, when I was a kid watching and I was like, why did they swap that black dude out? Like that's had no concept of behind the scenes industry.
Yeah, it's
stuff.
Also
I just was like, yeah, they got a new black guy. Whatever.
It's also like a reverse Aunt Viv, because on The Fresh Prince they went light, and on Iron Man they went dark.
You ain't never lied to Cole. Oh man. That's exactly what happened.
Okay, so meanwhile, Tony's enjoying his celebrity status and using his Iron Man suit to maintain peace. To continue the legacy of his father, Howard, John Slattery, he brings back the Stark Expo in NYC. So this is why he's on stage at that big thing in his costume.
Yeah, and at one point they're like, it's the year-long Stark Expo. And I was like, a year-long expo?
Yeah,
who's
people,
ever heard
people
of that?
People really care about this, I guess.
Like, people fucking love Iron Man. It's and then it's, that was weird. I thought that was a very weird thing.
I couldn't figure out why the event was happening at all.
Me either.
And it felt like they weren't. It felt like there wasn't like. It didn't feel like there was some reason. It just felt like we just were picking up and seeing that now he's super famous as Iron Man. Mm-hmm. And everyone cares or something. I don't know. But Tony gets subpoenaed to appear before Congress, where he is pressured by Senator Shern, played by Gary Shandling, to turn over his designs to the government. Senator Shern brings out Tony's corporate rival, Justin Hammer, Sam Rockwell, as an expert witness to support their case, followed by Tony's best friend, Lieutenant Colonel James Rhodes, now played by Don Cheadle, who just comes in and goes, it's me. I'm Rhodes. I'm here. Let's do this or whatever. He's like, get over it.
Yeah, he's like forget about it. Fuck off.
Forget about it. I'm snitching on you. I betrayed you. Forget about it. Let's talk about
Sam Rockwell. First of all, Sam Rockwell's a great actor.
Yeah. He's great. He was so funny.
I didn't even know that was him. Like, he looked so different than Three Billboards Over Ebbing, Montana or whatever. But I definitely feel like this movie was just based, like, the whole storyline is just like, this dude is tight, and these other dudes is just hating on him.
Yeah, they're all hating. Uh-huh.
That man was so mad. He was just like, I can't stand this dude.
Yeah, he hates Iron Man. He hates Tony Stark.
They showed the video of him. He was embarrassed. The machine was breaking, clack, clack, clack. He was like, hold on. You got this. You got this. Plug it back in.
So how do you fix this? It's crazy.
He was like, that dude didn't die. He didn't die. And then he was like, I can't stand this dude. Why you gonna pull that up? Why you gonna pull that up right now? He's trying to take the DVD player out.
Anyway, so who's this? Senator Shern then proves that other attempts by foreign powers to duplicate the Iron Man suit have failed miserably and also embarrasses Hammer, who had testified against him by showing he had also made a bungled attempt at creating a prototype.
And then fucking Tony Stark is like, I've privatized peace. And I was like, what is happening? What do you mean you've privatized peace?
The first movie felt so, like the plot was so simple. It was a little, like they were just like, there's a bad guy. We got to like stop this or you know, whatever. Uh-huh. It was just like, that's it. And now I feel like it's like he's doing way too much.
Yeah, he's going to Senate meetings. He's now in the government. Okay, so at home, Jarvis. Jarvis has dots. Does Jarvis stand for something?
Just
oh yeah,
robot. Really visual, insensitive,
jovial,
succubus.
Confirms to Tony that Leah's typing an answer.
Okay, we're gonna find
Jarvis
out.
Jarvis is.
Oh, nice.
What? Just
that's
a
tight.
Rather very intelligent system is not a good actor.
No,
it's like they came up with the name first and then made it up like we just did.
And then who comes
I like
up with
that,
the
name? I feel like
Jarvis.
Tony came up with that.
Just
I think
a
that's
really
Tony being like
Tony's
smart
a genius,
ass.
And that's what he came up with.
Yeah, Jarvis. Because
okay. That's so, funny though. That fits Tony's brand, where he's like, "Yeah, I'm this smart ass dude, but also I'll be out here bullshitting."
Yeah, like, I ain't really. You know, I'm not even trying right now.
Yeah.
So Jarvis, just a really whatever, confirms
just
to Tony.
a really very intelligent system. He named it after his father's butler, whose last name was Jarvis. Okay, so he had to come up with the
so he had
meaning.
To really shoehorn some shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So Jarvis confirms to Tony that the toxic levels in his blood have risen. What? Does that mean the shrapnel?
Yeah, he was like, your heart, you only have so many of these little things left. He had like little chips to put in his little
and
sort of
kept, all his SD cards kept burning up. The Palladium.
That's just nasty.
Yeah.
It was like infecting his body because it's like radiation basically putting in his soul.
Yeah. And they saw, they showed his chest and it was like all veins of like crackliness, like it was coming apart or something.
Yeah. And I didn't like it. It looked like, I don't know what it looked like. Oh, it looked like that game, that red game with the knobs where you make the lines.
Oh, wait. Etch a sketch?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Like someone etched a sketch in on his body.
Lauren, I gave you no hints.
That red game with the lines. Wait, what is it? The red game with the knobs where you make the lines. To even call it a game.
Yeah, it wasn't a game.
It's not a game. No game.
That's
what
art.
Is it?
Real art right there.
It was like the hardest thing ever. And then some people are really good at it somehow and it makes no sense. But
it doesn't make any sense. I can only make lines.
Yeah, no.
What if Jarvis was like, you need to stop eating all that pork?
Stop eating those Burger King cheeseburgers you ate in the previous movie.
He loves Burger King. He wants an American cheeseburger.
That's what he needed when he got back.
What's palladium? That's like...
The palladium that's powering the arc reactor?
Oh,
yeah.
Keeping the shrapnel from reaching his heart is slowly killing him. And there's no other suitable replacements. Oopsies.
I guess our friend Yinsen didn't really have a long-term plan for this heart situation.
He sure didn't. That's why he was like, I'm good to die. Tony thinking he'll die makes Pepper Potts, Gwyneth Paltrow, CEO of Stark Industries, and makes Natalie Rushman, Scarlett Johansson, his new assistant. Where the fuck did she come from?
She came from nowhere, and then he's all like horny for her instantly, and then she kicks that guy's ass. Mm-hmm.
And that was weird for me. I was like, and we're all just like chill that this lady, I didn't even see her take her shoes off, gets in this ring and then just beats this man up. And everyone's like, cool.
I know. They're like, ooh, she's tough too. I mean, it took me about an hour and a half. And then I said, oh, is she Black Widow?
And oh,
yeah.
Mike was like,
is
yeah.
she?
Yeah, I guess so. But it took me so long.
Is that the
long.
First time we see her? It was kind of trippy watching
I've
that,
never seen her like, before.
Yeah, I think, so yeah, that means, dang, that was like her intro to the Marvel Universe right there.
So wow. She just comes in as like a sweet little assistant. And, okay, at the Monaco Grand Prix, Tony takes out the Formula One driver who's representing Stark Industries and drives it himself, seeking some enjoyment before he dies, despite putting himself in immediate danger.
Uh-oh, Benko soon appears on the track to jump rope. Tony, and he baits Tony by attacking the racing cars using his modified harness and electric whips. Happy Hogan.
That's his name?
John Favreau is Happy Hogan.
Happy Hogan.
Happy Hogan. And Pepper, these names show up to the racetrack to save Tony and throw
either
him.
Have to be a noun or an adjective.
Pepper Potts.
These are the breaks. My name is Happy Hogan. I'm here to say, ruin it for ruin it's not the way. Yeah. They had a fun dancer, Pepper Potts and Happy Hogan.
That was good.
they were having fun together on the track. That was an intense scene on a racetrack.
It was way too. It was very intense. And dare I say, sexy. So they show up to save Tony by like driving a car into him. And then he just like really faints fast. And then they give him his portable Mark V suit. And then Vanko wakes up and then he like defeats Vanko. Tony visits Vanko in prison and discovers that Ivan is the son of disgraced Russian physicist Anton Vanko, who collaborated on the first arc reactor with Tony's father. Vanko is later broken out of jail by Justin Hammer, who recruits him to make his own Iron Man suits to gain revenge on Tony by ruining his reputation.
Oh my God.
A lot. A lot.
Yeah.
And
a lot of stuff.
I found what's his name? Mickey. I always want to say
Mickey
the wrong
Rourke?
One.
Mickey Rooney.
I said that like four times. Mike was like, it's not Rooney. Shut the fuck up. But I always think he's creepy. Like when he was in The Wrestler, he's so raw. Like the way he looks, it looks like he's been like, it just like his face is just like stretched and leathery and he's just so intense. And I really was curious what it was like to actually act with this man because he seemed so scary when he was approaching him on the Grand Prix track. He was so intense that it looked real. I felt it was very authentic.
It was
scary.
A very authentic performance.
Yeah.
Did he have plastic surgery?
Something's up, right?
Yeah. Something's going on with the face.
Did he?
I think it's
story?
A nice face.
Oh, I mean, people think he's handsome.
Everyone's handsome to somebody.
He looks like lived, like he's lived a life.
It's one of the top searches is plastic surgery. Okay, so what's, because he's got these lips that are, oh my God, when he was young?
Juicy.
Whoa, you got to look at when he was young.
Ooh, when he was, okay. Wasn't he in like Point Break or something? What movie was he?
Was he?
I don't know, but he was.
One of them Top Gun.
He was?
In Top Gun.
Oh my God, you
Man,
got
one
it.
Of them goddamn, even one of them 80s movies.
Okay, I got to find out which one that was.
Doing slow motion scenes or something.
Oh wow,
click
yeah,
this
he was
link,
cute.
Dude. It's okay. Kind of shocking. There's this one picture that looks like he has a mask. Oh, wait, that what?
He looks like Auntie now.
Oh,
Auntie Rorick.
Interesting.
He was in Man on Fire. Oh yeah, he was in that.
Okay, so I don't know why he did this because he was a super good looking man.
Yeah,
and he has messed with his face a lot. I have questions.
Okay, I'm gonna Google Mickey Rourke plastic surgery. Why?
Yeah.
Like he has an explanation. Let me tell you.
Yeah, well, maybe
why
he, like an
he suffered. He suffered a few broken ribs, a compressed cheekbone, and a split tongue.
Oh, damn.
And then he got
Ouch.
Memory loss.
Oh,
as, what happened?
Split what? Tongue.
Why did it start in the middle of the explanation?
Yeah, right.
What the fuck?
I want to know what happened.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, how do you get and a split tongue?
There's a whole Vice article about his face.
The Pope of Greenwich Village. He was in the Pope of Greenwich Village. That's the one I was.
You
that's
did
the
not
one I was
think of
about.
That.
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking about. The Pope of Greenwich Village. I was thinking Top Gun or, you know, but it was the Pope of Greenwich Village. I get those movies mixed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that one's really famous and popular.
Oh, okay. So boxing. He became a boxer.
Oh, that's
after
where.
Okay,
because then he was in The Wrestler where it was like really. I think that was why he was put in The Wrestler.
Yes.
But like
okay.
Boxing. So maybe he got clocked in the head a handful of times and
yeah,
kind of changed
the
makeup of the situation. Because yeah, I mean, look, that's a shocking. Once people start doing plastic surgery, it's dangerous though. Because you lose track of what you looked like mm-hmm. before. And then it's just mm-hmm. a whole path that you're on. And
yeah, I'm watching Darcy and Stacey's faces evolve
Dude,
in
I know.
Real time.
90 Day Fiancé. Oh my God, I know. It's wild on Instagram. I stopped watching 90 Day, which I think is a huge problem because I think I'm missing out
Lauren,
on some amazing stuff. I know.
You really are.
My dad recently started watching and I'm like, you started when I stopped? I've been like begging him to watch it for years. But
this before the 90 days is really incredible.
Okay.
There are some true blue
it.
Looney Tunes. This woman, Kim, oh, she's everything. And then she gets pretty bad. Anyway, back to Iron Man.
Okay. Back to Iron Man, even though we could talk about that.
I feel
for
like
hours.
That plastic surgery thing is a good metaphor for what Tony Stark was going through because he's, you know, he's wearing this suit and he's losing track of who he
yeah.
was before.
Wow.
You just made that sound smart.
Wow.
Tony Stark.
That's true. Okay, so where do we leave off here? Okay, so Tony throws what he believes will be his last birthday party and stumbles around drunk in his armor when Tony begins to endanger his party guests by blasting objects out of the air in their vicinity. His friend, Lieutenant Colonel James Rhodes, dons a silver suit to subdue him. The next day, Tony, disgraced and hungover and sitting in a donut, is approached. Oh, yeah, he's in the Randy's donut sign. Is approached by Nick Fury of S.H.I.E.L.D., Samuel L. Jackson, and Rushman, who's really Natasha Romanoff, an undercover S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, who provides him with a box of his father's old research that can hopefully be used to find a cure for his palladium poisoning. Palladium?
Who knows?
I
did like that Samuel L. Jackson asked him to get out of that donut. That made me laugh.
That was funny. And I thought that was a cool shot to be in the donut.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Then he's like, what's going on? Should I look at your eye patch or I was like, is this more improv? It felt like he was kind of like being
that's
loose.
Rude.
I thought it was rude too.
And I would never ask someone with an eye patch, where do I look? I just look at your face.
Like he's never encountered someone with anything, I don't know, unusual.
Yeah.
But I think that was improv probably. It felt very loose
very
and
loose.
Fast. Yeah.
Using his father's research, Tony watches a video with a message from his daddy that leads him to examine the original 1974 diorama.
See, that was diarrhea. We're going to examine the original 1974 diarrhea. You're like, was this when I looked down?
I was like, what? Did I miss that part? in reality, a disguise diagram for the molecular structure of a new element. Tony goes into hardware mode, hand building a particle accelerator with Jarvis's help and synthesizing the new element. He creates a new perfected arc reactor that cures his palladium poisoning. Realizing Hammer's involvement with Vanko, Tony races to the Stark Expo. Wait, did we miss a part where Vanko asked for his bird?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was before that.
I really liked the scene where
he's the jail.
When he breaks out of jail and he's in that hangar with the plane. I was like, why is he eating dinner with a plane there? And then he's right. Like, my bird. I want my bird.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Sam Rockwell was funny when he was like, oh, so you like the bird now. Like, it wasn't even his bird. But he's just like, that was a funny thing to point out. Yeah, he was so passionate it didn't care anymore. He's like, I'll take this other bird. I couldn't get a read on that Russian guy. Like,
yeah,
when he was helping him, it was weird. Like,
it
I couldn't
was
tell if
weird.
He was like really wanting to help him or what was going on.
I don't think they ever made a choice. It was very like waffling on what he was actually doing.
Yeah, and then I like Sam Rockwell though. That was a fun character.
Yeah,
was,
it was.
Like, fun,
he's very, and you know, he's been dating Leslie Bibb since 2007, who was in the first Iron Man.
Really?
What?
What?
But who knew?
Which
this?
Means they met before they were both in Iron Man, and so she's in this for a second with him, right? Or was that something I'm mixing up in my head? Yeah, no, that happened. And I thought, oh, how fun for this couple. They both get to be in such a big movie together.
She's tall.
He's tall?
She's tall.
Oh, I was like, yeah, no, he's not.
No,
because I was like, I think she's taller than him. So unless she's like 6'5".
They met in Los Angeles when he was filming Frost Nixon. That's when they met.
Oh, well, how word. Cute.
Frost Nixon.
I wonder what he say to get at her. Like, listen, you know, what's good, ma?
What's good, Bib?
What's good, Bib?
What's good, Bib?
They call me Big Rock Dog. I ain't gonna
you
tell
want me
you
to
why.
Dribble on that, Bib? Maybe that's what he said.
Oh my God.
All right, now I gotta get in his Nixon character.
Okay, we have to take a break.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, okay, at the Stark Expo, Justin Hammer unveils his new military drones, captained by Rhodes in a heavily weaponized version of the confiscated Mark II armor. However, they realize that Vanko has hacked them and has complete control of both the drones and Rhodes' new armor, and Tony arrives just as they go on the attack. As Tony battles against these remote-controlled enemies, Happy Hogan and Romanoff race to Hammer Industries' headquarters to stop Vanko. Romanoff is able to give Rhodes control of his armor again so that he and Tony can fight the drones and Vanko together. Meanwhile, Hammer's attempts to regain control of the drones get him placed into NYPD custody.
The two armored allies combine their powers and successfully take Vanko down, but Vanko's armor and the Hammer drones are revealed to have to be equipped to self-destruct. As they begin to detonate, Tony races to save Pepper Potts, flying her to a rooftop where they reconcile and smooch.
Wait, so did we skip the part two where fucking Vanko gets that like potato in his food? And has
oh yeah, because that's earlier.
Yeah, so he gets given like. Wait, who sent him that?
That's, oh, so
Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell sent him that potato and then a person to kill who's wearing his outfit?
Yeah, so Venko gets like, yeah, wait, I think that's who replaces him, so it looks like he's still in jail because he had the same number on his jail.
Yeah, but he blew him up.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what that was supposed to be. So he gets this, like, he gets his meal delivered and it has like mashed potatoes and then the note's like, enjoy the potatoes. And he like picks them up and they flips them over and there's like a bomb inside them with like a countdown clock on it. And then
this
guy brings over.
He has no questions.
Yeah, like the jail guy brings over like a key and like places it there. And then they bring in another guy who's basically his stunt double who's going to like die for him.
Yeah, and he's looking at him like, oh no.
I know, he looks at his chest where he has like his number, his like prisoner number or whatever. And then it's the same as his. And then he's like, okay, I got all the clues I need. And he just like, he slaps the mashed potatoes onto the wall and it sticks. And then it starts to count down and then it blows up everyone. And he like runs away and gets out. So that's what happened there.
I feel like they never paid off that fake death. They seem like they were trying to fake his death, but it's like no one cared. My God, he's alive.
I know. But, and they put a bag on his head and dragged him out. I got a little confused about
that. They also, like, his whips never come back. I was like, why did he have them in the first place?
Because didn't that seem like he was going to use that to do something? It was just like he used it to intimidate him on the track or whatever. I don't know.
It didn't pay off. A lot of things didn't pay off. So, at the debriefing, Fury tells Tony that while he's
furry.
So Fury tells Tony he's unsuitable for the Avengers Initiative. S.H.I.E.L.D. wants him wants him as a consultant. My God, reading is so hard sometimes. Tony agrees on the condition that
my eyes start to cross when I'm reading these things. I have to like
same. I'm like, what? And I almost just said Senator Sperm, but it's Senator Stern. Presents him and Rhodes with their medals of victory, which Shern does reluctantly.
Meanwhile, in the post-credit scene, we see S.H.I.E.L.D. agent Phil Coulson driving to a remote impact crater in the New Mexico desert. Over the phone, Coulson informs Fury that they've found it, which is revealed to be a mysterious hammer.
And that's Thor. Thor has a hammer.
Yeah.
So wait, are all of these like teasers, they're just teasing to the next movie that's coming out?
I think so. Because like Samuel L. Jackson was in the previous one and then he's in this movie. He like showed up just in the last moment in the teaser.
Oh.
And like he's in Tony Stark's house or whatever. So that's, I mean, I guess it's to get everyone really excited, huh? If you're a big Marvel fan, you get really excited to see what the next little trailer is going to be.
At the end of the movie, everybody be like, "Oh shit!
This is gonna be crazy." But it's like 2 years from now. it's gonna take forever.
Yeah,
but
I know. Yeah, you have to wait 2 years. Okay. Well, this movie got. Oh my God, this movie was nominated for an Oscar for Best Visual Effects.
Wow, the Oscars were hard for Iron Man.
I know they really were. They were nominated previously for sound or something, but this was like. The visual effects were so much better than
so
the
much
one.
Better.
It was like so much easier on the eyes. It was very well done. And they also won Favorite Action Movie at the People's Choice Awards.
And critically, the film was less well received than the first Iron Man.
Mm.
It has an approval rating of 72% on Rotten Tomatoes. The original Iron Man had 94%.
That is high. Mm. Brian Lowry of Variety wrote, "Iron Man 2 isn't as much fun as its predecessor, but it will do."
It'll do. All right, Brian. Roger Ebert gave it 3 out of 4 stars, writing Iron Man 2 is polished, high-octane sequel, not as good as the original, but building once again on a quirky performance by Robert Downey Jr.
Yes. It holds a 71% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. It has had the fifth largest opening weekend ever at the time, earning $128 million that weekend and $623.9 million worldwide by the end of its run.
It's a lot of fucking money, baby.
That's huge. Now it's time for our segment. Is Chris in this? This is a segment where we have to have a yes or no conversation about if a Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, or Chris Pine is in this film. Now, was a Chris in this film?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. No.
I didn't see one.
I didn't see not a Chris.
Now, should a Chris have been in this film?
Maybe, but also I thought it was a very convoluted plot where a lot of things didn't pay off. So no Chris.
I would say I would again put Kristen Chenoweth in this film,
and just a little
Iron Man suit. That'd be
I'm gonna
so
put
cute.
Chris Brown in this film when he's whipping the thing on thing. Just Chris Brown comes in, does a backflip, and like starts dancing.
In Monaco, he just happens to be in Monaco.
He's saying the Star Spangled Banner in Monaco.
I need to be somewhere real quick. It's
crazy. Okay, you want to do some trivia?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So the Latin phrase that Natalie/Natasha says to Tony is "Felices sunt rerum species." I'm going to like summon a demon into my house.
Yeah, that's what it truly sounded like.
It actually translates to the appearances of things are deceptive. So I guess that means she's going like, I'm not who you think I am.
Oh. Well, many actresses were considered for the role of Natasha Romanoff, including future Marvel stars Natalie Portman's in Marvel movies and Brie Larson.
Mm-hmm.
Emily
mm-hmm.
Blunt was actually offered the part before Scarlett Johansson, but had to pass due to scheduling conflicts.
Wait, I could really see that. I think that would have been cool.
I would have liked Emily Blunt.
Yeah, I like
that.
That
would have been good.
She's kind of her Devil Wears Prada character, where she's like a bitch, is real. I love that character. I feel like she could really do that with this, like kind of like be badass, and she probably gets mm-hmm. to wear a cool outfit eventually. Well, a lot of
she was
whiplash.
Doing Gullible Travels.
She was doing what?
Gulliver's Travels.
Oh,
Gulliver's Travels.
No one saw that.
I didn't see that either.
I don't think that anyone.
Not one person.
It
saw
feels
it.
Like it didn't come out.
Is that based on something? Is that
Gulliver's
a book?
Travels?
It's like a really old movie. It's at least a really old story. I don't know if it was like maybe it was a book. But that's been done before, right? Because they did, that was like an old 90s movie too, I think.
I have a question. Did anybody notice Natasha's hair change? Like she had a perm all of a sudden. Like, was she wearing a wig the whole time?
Yes, her hair got totally different, like near the end.
Yeah, when she started going to battle mode, she had curly hair. And I was like, when did she get a perm?
Is that how the character is drawn?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but maybe she got a perm when she was getting dressed in the car and Happy fucking was getting too happy.
Happy Hoodlum or what was his name?
That was Happy Hoodlum?
What if he's in beauty school? And so he was like, hey, can I please just practice when you have an exam?
He's like, I'm staring at your hair, not your body. Please let me put these perm rods
in.
He just
looked at like, ooh, man, she could really use a perm back there. I don't care about it at all. That's crazy.
Oh my god.
But yeah.
Okay. Well.
But the thing is, I never saw her wear curly hair in the other movies.
Oh yeah. So it was like maybe it was just a crazy wig they had to put on her randomly or something. That seems weird.
This next piece of trivia is wild.
What?
A lot of Venko's identifying features were suggested by Mickey Rourke. He wanted to perform half of his role in Russian. What do you mean half?
What?
And consulted on the character's tattoos and gold teeth, as well as having a pet cockatoo. In fact, Rourke paid for the bird and the gold teeth out of his own pocket.
Okay, I kind of love that. That's so
funny.
Crazy.
I love him.
And he's like, I need to have gold teeth. And they're like, no. And then he's like, I'll get them. I'll make it happen.
Yeah.
You're like, not in the budget. And he was like, it's in my budget.
Yeah. You don't tell me. No, I'm Mickey Rooney.
He paid
for the bird.
It was funny.
It was a good addition.
He knew what he was doing.
That was funny.
It was quirky. Okay, compared to the first film, there are more Easter eggs and references to other Marvel characters that speak to the growing cinematic universe. For example, Black Panther's Wakanda can be spotted on a map. Wow, that's
map?
Really small, like, Easter egg. Tony has an older version of Captain America's shield in storage.
Why?
In storage. Agent, it's like in the back. It's behind the door, but it's there. Agent Coulson finds Thor's hammer in New Mexico, and so on.
Fans, including actor Tom Holland, have retroactively decided that the child wearing the Iron Man helmet who Stark saves at the end of the film is young Peter Parker, a.k.a. Spider-Man.
You can't just,
really?
You can't just say
he
it
has
that.
Decide.
That's crazy.
I'm going to click and see the child.
I was wondering about that.
Oh, my God. It won't open for some reason. Oh, there we
go. Oh, he got on the glove.
Oh.
Yeah. What? No, you can't. You can't watch a movie and then years later decide that's what happened.
No.
Ask Justin Theroux.
Yeah, someone wrote it.
He wrote it. He wrote it down. He knows who that child is.
Is that a Spidey glove, Leah? What he's got on that picture? It's not a Spidey glove?
No, he's just got the Iron Man outfit on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm tripping.
It could be anybody. You could say it's anyone.
Yeah, it was me as a little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. From the Marvel Universe.
It could be you, too.
No, I get it. It's Ant-Man. Or it's who's in Marvel? It's Thor. It's little Thor.
It's Thor when he was a baby.
It's little Black Panther when he was white.
Nicole's like, I don't know if you know this, but when I was a little girl, I met Iron Man. he saved my life.
He did. So Tom Holland said in an interview that he talked to Kevin Feige, the president of Marvel Studios, and can confirm that it's Peter.
Okay, but so the president of Marvel Studios is just some guy who then eventually became the president. So he's also kind of just saying it is that, right? I mean, they know everything about it.
It's whatever you dream of.
Yeah. That's cute, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay, yeah. So Lamar, what is your overall review of this? Like, what do you, like, did you like it the second time around?
No, I didn't like it, but I was, it was fun to watch it a second time around. Cause I was seeing all these cool, like hidden things that I didn't know, like Elon Musk is in the movie, which I was like,
what?
That was crazy.
Oh, I know. That was crazy. Did y'all see that?
Wait.
Yeah. He was at that party when they was like up in, before
as
the race.
As an extra?
No, he has
a line.
He had lyrics. He had rap lyrics.
He goes like this. He's like,
what did you say?
He had lyrics.
He had verses.
He walks up to Tony and he's like, I have an idea for a big product to sell or something. And then he's like,
yeah,
okay, man. And then he keeps going. And then he sits down and he's like, yes. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not clock that at all.
That's exactly what happened, Thorin.
Yeah. I missed it too.
It was so weird because I was like, in my mind, I'm like, when I saw that, like, it was actually a part of the movie. But I'm like, when I saw that movie, it's just like that scene just never.
Well, because you didn't know who
head.
He was then, right? Because it's like, I feel like we didn't know who he was until more recently. Like, he became like a person where we knew what he looked like and all this stuff before. But he was obviously making all his shit back then, but we weren't really aware of it, I feel like.
When did Tesla become Tesla?
Because you know what he said? He said, I got an electric airplane. I got an idea for an electric private jet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so he's already thinking about Tesla.
Oh, it was founded in 2003.
Okay, so they were already a thing, but only like what crazy rich people had them.
Like real rich people knew about Teslas. Yeah.
Right. So I didn't like the movie necessarily, but I liked watching it again. It was cool to see how cocky. I didn't realize, Tony Stark was real cocky, and it's cool to see him get like, you know, humbled in front of everybody, in front of the world. I like that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it was way too long, especially, you know, I woke up this morning to watch it. And I was like, this is a long movie.
That's hard. Yeah.
Very long.
But I appreciate being taken back to that time because that was the beginning. That was the beginning of it all.
Carl, Carl, what did you think? This is your first time seeing this for real.
Yeah. I was up washing dishes and doing laundry and things as it was on. I was catching little things. I thought that
I love that you're like, just
I didn't watch the movie.
See any of it.
I was catching some glimpses and some flash here and there.
It was on, and I had some things to do. No. I definitely think Robert Downey Jr. is very funny in the movie.
Yeah.
I like that. I also thought Tom Holland was really funny. Not Tom Holland. What's his name? Sam Rockwell. Sam
Rockwell. You didn't watch. You're like, Tom Holland was great.
Tom Holland. No, we were just talking about Tom Holland being a little kid.
Yes.
Tom Holland was Zendaya. Anyway, I thought they were both funny. I thought that it was a really funny juxtaposition, like how Sam Rockwell, like, suits wasn't as tight as Tony Stark's. And, like, he just wanted to beat this dude so bad, but he was such a big hater. And so I'm happy that Tony Stark still wins because, you know, death to all haters.
Yeah.
but he, that was that. Yeah, I did not like the film. No, I didn't.
That's fair. So
I like all these aspects about it, but
yeah.
That being said,
with that
I
being
hated
said,
it.
I did not enjoy the film. I thought it was funny though. I thought it was some funny parts.
Yeah.
Also, it was the first time we see him kiss Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, Peppa Pig. I didn't realize that's when that happened. That was crazy.
Yeah, we did get a kiss, which we didn't get in the first film.
And I did appreciate the kiss because I'm hoping that Marvel movies have more sexiness than, say, Star Wars or The Magical Hike or...
I know.
What was the other
did
one?
Fast and the Furious? Well, Tyler Perry had only abusive sexual interactions.
Yes, if people in a relationship, you're going to get hit. No kisses.
And there's never like a nice sex scene in that. Well, anyways, we have our 5-star review... segment.
Five Stark Industries.
Okay, now this one comes from MC Jones 51. They say 5 stars about our newcomers podcast. Good hosts, good guests, good movies. Good God, let's eat. Wow, they had fun with that. So in this season, in addition to Apple reviews of newcomers, we also will be reading reviews from Letterboxd. So we will also rate the film and we'll give it a 1-sentence review ourselves on Letterboxd. Mm-hmm. And we have our own account on there called Newcomers if you want to see how we review each movie.
Now this if you don't know what Letterboxd is, it's just where people write reviews on films.
Yeah, and if you don't know, neither do I, because I actually don't fully know. I've heard about Letterboxd and my friend made a comment about being embarrassed if his Letterbox got seen. So I'm like, maybe people are on there writing a lot of detailed reviews about everything. They kind of like Yelp.
Yelp for movies. Okay, so here's an example. Ellie rewatched in 2019 and said, kind of cool how Rhodey and Tony defeat Vanko with the power of gay love.
Okay. And then Meave gave it 3.5 stars and said, Iron Man who? I'm here only for Miss Natasha Romanoff. Okay.
All right, Meave.
Calm down. Now, this is okay. We have to rate the movie and give it a sentence. And I think we have to rate it lower than we did Iron Man because I think we liked Iron Man more than the sequel.
Yeah.
So I would say we give this one 2.5 stars.
I agree. 2.5 stars.
Yeah.
Came for Mickey Rourke, left with Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
And hard to follow for me at times. A little meandering. 2.5 stars.
And I will add, Gwyneth and Scarlett were good. Robert Downey Jr. remains funny and charming, however, too cocky in this sequel.
Also, welcome to the franchise, fucking
Don Cheadle.
What's his name? Don Cheadle.
You
were nice and good. Bye bye, Terrence.
Goodbye, Terrence.
Rest in peace, man.
I'm going to Empire.
So. Is that what he did next?
I think so.
He went right into Empire.
Well, 588-2300. Empire!
Today.
So please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We will read a 5-star review, so don't give us less than that. That's just rude.
Yeah.
We will pick one to read, and we will also ask that you please rate us on Spotify. That helps us get seen by more people, and they can listen to our podcast.
Lamar, Carl, thank you for doing this. Do you guys have anything you want to plug?
Just come on down the hallway to the XOXO Gossip Kings, located right here in Anya's living room.
And Grand Crew.
Check it out. It's fun.
Yes. And Grand Crew. We're on a TV show.
It's really funny.
Grand Crew. It is on Peacock, Hulu, and
NBC.
It's super funny.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Lauren.
Oh, my God. Yes. I have to catch up. I've seen the first 2 episodes so far, and I love it. And it's great. There's so many fun UCB people on that show. It's a whole fun crew, the Grand Crew.
The Grand Crew is a fun crew.
I Googled Grand Crew when Phil first announced it, and I learned that that's a wine term. I didn't understand that was a wine term.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting. Crew, CRU. There's layers. There's levels and layers.
Layers.
All right. Well, everyone watch that. Listen to their podcast. And we'll be back next week with Thor, which came out in 2011. So if you want to watch that and be prepared for the episode, do that. I already watched it. Nicole, you're not going to have fun. I'm really sorry.
I'm like not excited about this long-haired man with a fucking hammer.
I know. And I think you'll remain unexcited. I feel like I'm curious what you'll think, but
okay.
We'll see.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
was a HeadGum Original.